Hello. The Vault of Silliness is open. As I stroll around inside, this tape caught my eye. A Dumb Birthday Game from August 3rd, 1991. I have titled this one, The Eyes, that's E-Y-E-S, The Eyes Have It. It begins with the theme music I would play before we had a real song. There weren't many well-known people born on this day, so we dive into the rest of the week to fill the game. The cast of characters include Judy from Needham, the whispery George from Pepperell, the eye-catching Constance from Weymouth, Scott and Peabody, I'm producing and on the phone from the control room, and Jack Hart in traffic. The birthdays with all the sound effects. Martin Sheen, whom Norm draws a facial expression comparison with Peter Jennings, and then the hilarity begins. Tony Bennett, Norm's man crush, Lonnie Anderson and her gams, Robert Mitchum, Dustin Hoffman, and Norm tells a nice little story, Esther Williams, Melanie Griffith, and now the jokes that ensue here are based on a national news story at the time. I'll leave out the details and let the comedy slice its way to your funny bone. And lastly, we have Keith Carradine. There's yet another round of accusations that could result in a birthdayola, Dumb Birthday Gate scandal. It is uncovered that Robert from Everett wanted to play, but Norm flatly refused. We have some commercials as well. Joan Cantwell for Gold Bond, Keep It In Your Sneaker, a Dr. Howard Smith promo. Norm reads one for LoJack, Sears Siding. There's a WBZ promo for Patriots football with Gil Santos and Gino Cappelletti. And then Steve Allen for the Resolve Stop Smoking Kit. A very eye-opening Dumb Birthday Game begins now.
Time now for the Dumb Birthday Game, in which I will tell you the names of people born not only on this date, which is now Saturday, August 3rd, but since there aren't a whole lot of really well-known people born this day, we'll pick some other well-known people born throughout the week. And the idea is to guess how old they are. It is a dumb concept for a game, but it's one that we just have just so darn much fun with. Okay, let me introduce you to some members of the panel. We have from Needham, Judy is with us. Hi, Judy.
Good morning, Norm. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. We have George, who's over in Pepperell, near the other side of Lowell, Massachusetts. I guess it's this side of Lowell, depending on which end of the area you live in. But nice to have you with us, George.
Hi, Norm. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. We also have Constance, who's down in Weymouth.
Hi, Normie.
Hello, Constance. Hi, Connie.
How are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
Okay,
we have Scott, who's up in Peabody.
How you doing, Norm? How are you?
Good, thank you. This has sort of gotten to be a regular panel. A lot of people who have been with us before and have just proven how swell they are. So we're glad to have them. We have, of course, Tony.
Hello.
Tony, what? Oh, well, aren't we the surly bunch?
Hello. Yeah.
This is Tony Nesbitt, our producer, who will play the game with us. And also, Jack Hart. Calling, was in with us from the traffic station, the WBZ 24-hour traffic network. Hello, Jack.
How dare.
Wall washing and bulb
fixing
is mm-hmm. kind of, and it's just everything going along so well, so you don't have
maintain
to
maintain your bulb.
Yeah, so they don't have to. You don't have to pay attention to them right this minute because it's kind of the quiet part of the morning.
Mm-hmm. A little dim.
Pardon me?
A little dim.
Is this the way it's going to be? Coming up? No? Okay. Okay. Let me give you some names of people. Here's one, Martin Sheen, who was born on this very date, which, of course, is Saturday, August 5th. August 3rd, rather. His name, actually, is Raymond Estevez, which is the name of the name that's retained by one of his sons.
Amelia.
Yeah. And what is the other Sheen? Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen's his other son, who took his father's phony name and... And that's what I like about the South. Anyway, Martin Sheen always has he and Charlie Sheen, have you noticed they have a look on their face like they just got up and they're looking at the world through kind of kind of glazed eyes. It's like when I'm watching Peter Jennings. Does he look like he's looking into the lights and he's squinting because it's hurting his eyeballs?
A little bit of indigestion, maybe?
Maybe. I never thought of that. Gas pains, it might be in his case. But Martin Sheen always looks like he just was born. And he's... even the father, and he's wondering at the world. Wow. Gee, wow. Anyway, how old do you suppose he is, Judy?
Probably 58.
58, you're going to try, eh? And George from Pepperell. Hi, George. What do you think?
53.
You sound kind of subdued today. Are you really that subdued?
No, I got to keep quiet. I don't want to wake nobody up.
Oh, so why not wake them up? If you're up, why shouldn't they be?
Even the dog is sleeping.
Well, how many people are sleeping in your house right this minute?
Nine
people. Is this, a bed and breakfast place you're running, or is this just your family?
No, two people and seven dogs.
Oh, two people and see you. You're afraid to wake the dogs?
Well, they'll bark.
Oh, I see.
And then my father will beat my head in. Ugly scene.
Oh, it will be an ugly scene. Well, if it happens, I hope it happens while you're still on the phone, and not as soon as you hang up, because we want to catch some of the drama.
That's entertainment.
Okay, that's right. Constance, how you doing, Connie?
He's been around a while. I'd say 59.
59, okay. What do you think, Scott?
I say 56.
Scott says 56, and Tony?
52.
52. Who laughed? Was that you, Connie?
Yes.
Why did you laugh? Did you think that was that far off?
Remember, he looks
it's
like
probably
he's
right. Tony gets a lot right.
Oh now you're backing away from that, eh? Jack, what do you think?
You know, I think I'm going to have to go with Tony at the 52.
52, you both say 52, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the actual age, we've checked the birth date of Martin Sheen. I have his birth certificate right here in front of me.
And he looks the same on it.
That's right, too, yeah. He was born with the same sleepy, wide-eyed. Wow, is this the world? Wow. Look.
Boy, if I get a headache, look.
Somebody burped me, look.
I never thought of it in that manner.
Well, he had cats, you know.
Yeah. He's 50. No, we were talking about Peter Jennings had the gas and was squinting, looking into the lights. Anyway. He's from Canada, that's correct.
Yeah, that's where he's going to retire.
In fact, as a matter of fact, he's a Canadian citizen still.
Yes, that's right.
Does that bother you, having a man who's not an American citizen making all that American money?
Mm.
His punishment is that he must forever look into the lights and squint. Okay, Martin Sheen is 51 years old, Tony and Jackson 52, and they're the closest. They are rascals, aren't they, huh?
Right.
They're rascals, you rascals. Okay, Tony Bennett, who is a fine vocalist.
He's got a new record out.
Has he?
Well, it's a double disc set.
It's an anthology, yeah.
You know, he's recorded some of the prettiest, loveliest standards through the years. And gets better. I think gets better all the time. Tony Bennett, real name, or maybe it's not his real name. Maybe he changed it legally to Tony Bennett. And what his birth name was, it doesn't matter.
He's Benedetto, also, right?
Anthony Benedetto. He's also an artist. He paints some great stuff. And he's got the bluest eyes. I know this sounds kind of funny for a guy to say this. But when I was doing the all-night jazz show, I finally got a chance to interview Tony Bennett.
Of Norm Nathan.
No, we interviewed him on this program one night on the phone.
That's a pretty funny thing for a guy to say.
That he has pretty blue eyes?
No, that you interviewed him.
Oh, jeez. I think we had him on the phone one night.
You're right, I was there.
You were here, yeah, that's right. You were right there in the control room. You're the one who called him up.
That's right.
He was playing someplace and was coming to Boston. But anyway, this was the time he was actually in the studio. And I thought, he's had the most soulful blue eyes. I don't know why that impressed me. I'm sorry I brought it up. Nobody seems to really care. In fact, I'm not even sure they were blue. They might have been bloodshot. I don't know.
Do you have blue eyes, Nonny?
No, I don't. I have brown eyes.
Oh.
My family has had a tradition for brown eyes forever, except I have a daughter who's actually blonde and blue-eyed. I can't understand that.
Like the milkman was involved there.
Yeah, well, my wife actually does not have brown eyes either. This is really a boring conversation I'm carrying on.
What color is Peter Jennings' eyes?
Peter, you can't tell because he squints.
Brown. Yeah,
he squints. He squints in the middle. They're brown, huh? Okay.
Anyway, who are we talking about?
Who knows?
Oh,
We'll start with Jack now. Tony Bennett, how old would you say he is?
Oh, 74.
74. Okay, Tony, Tony seems to take exception to that.
I don't think so. I'll say, 68.
Okay, Scott, what do you think?
I'm going to say 71.
71. And Connie, what do you think?
I'll go with Tony Boy and say 68.
That's my stage name.
And Jack's probably right.
I don't know.
And maybe even Scott might be close. However, what do you think, George?
66.
Quiet. You don't want to wake the dogs. 66, okay. I'll write it softly so the pen doesn't squeak. Judy, how old do you think Tony Bennett
is? I was going to say 66.
Okay, you'll say 66 then? Is that your guess? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, the actual birth date, and I'm holding up his birth certificate again, all notarized and everything. But anyway, Tony Bennett is 65. So Judy and George, who said 66, I win that one.
I guess he's had a rough life. He looks so old.
No, 65. He doesn't look all that old. 65.
That's what I thought you were nuts, Jack, for saying that.
Yeah. Obviously, you're a young punk kid, and so anybody over the age of 40 looks old to you.
That's right.
And I resent that with every fiber of my body. I'm going to squint at you now. Okay, now those are the two main birthdays for this very date, August 3rd. However, we'll go to August 5th, which would be Monday, which is the birthday of probably the world's most perfectly formed woman. Can you think of who I'm talking about? Pardon me?
Sophia Loren?
Well, she's the most perfect woman in every way. I love her, but that's not who I'm talking
Michelle
about.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer's nice. No, this is Lonnie Anderson.
It's taken me 3 years to guess that, I think.
Wouldn't it? Well.
Well, all the women you talk about, I figured that. I never mentioned her.
I happen to be in love with women. Just it's a curse. It's a curse.
But for some reason, Tony Bennett's eyes,
Yeah, if they all had Tony Bennett's eyes, I'd marry them all.
There you go.
She had brown eyes.
You seem to be kind of you're an authority on eyes colors, aren't you?
Oh, she's in the paper a lot, in the magazines.
Oh, I see. And you look at the eyes and remember the color.
Of course.
Okay, tell me how old she is then.
46,
you say, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You know something? I forgot to write the age down. Hold on a minute while I look. What? Hope I didn't lose that paper.
Gotta take a peek.
Yeah, well, let's see. While you're guessing, I'll just rattle these papers and desperate move. Find out that sheet that I just put aside. Which, anyway, how old would you say, Scott?
45.
45, says Scott. Okay. And Tony?
I'll go with Connie, 46.
46. Judy, what do you say?
I don't think she's that old. I'm going to go with 43.
Okay, 43. And Jack?
Oh, 44.
44. George?
43.
43. You're going to go along with Judy. Okay, hold on a minute before you play the drum roll or whatever it is you're going to play.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it.
What?
Oh, I found it. I found it. Okay. Okay. Now you may
Thank
do these,
so much.
Whatever it is you have
for the
going.
Heavenly body of Lonnie Anderson.
That's right. Okay, Lonnie Anderson, who's married to
Burt Reynolds,
as you know, is 45. Uh-huh. Will be 45 years old Monday the 5th. And so the closest, let's see, Connie said 46. Oh, no, Scott 40. Said 45.
Yeah.
That's right. He hit it right on the button.
Scott
Very
said
good.
45.
Pardon me? No, yeah, that's right. Scott did say 45. Scott is the winner of that round.
All time.
So everybody except you, Connie, has won a round.
That's right.
Speak up.
I think Groucho Walter has a better body, though.
Pardon me?
I think Groucho Walter has a better body for age.
I'm sorry, who has?
Raquel Welch.
Oh, Raquel Welch, yeah, she has she's fantastically well-built, that's true. Yeah, but you kind of have a feeling that there was a lot of surgery that went into that. Although, I don't know. See, I don't really know that.
I wouldn't mind betting the surgeon.
But Lonnie Anderson has less movable hair.
Less movable hair.
Oh, sure.
Wait a minute.
I don't think I know what that means. You mean when she spins her hair around, it her head around it, the hair doesn't move.
When her head spins, her hair doesn't move. If you watch WKRP in Cincinnati, that hair is unmoving.
Yeah,
I guess that's true, isn't it? I don't know. It moves me.
Oh, Raquel Welch, if she had surgery, she's got some of the finest surgery I've ever seen.
I wouldn't mind being a surgeon.
You keep, got great stitches.
Scott, you keep saying that. You keep saying that.
Well,
I would think if you were the surgeon, that would spoil the whole illusion, wouldn't it?
Oh, no. You'd be crafting the perfect beast.
Right.
Why don't we move along?
Why don't we?
To Tuesday, August 6th. Next Tuesday is the birthday. You talk about eyes. Here's a guy who
has no eyes.
He's got nothing but eyelids. Very heavy eyelids. He's Robert Mitchum. Isn't that true?
Yeah,
he does. Yep. He has no eyes. And he's been hiding that fact all these years. And they all say, photograph him kind of down, looking up or something, and pretend he has eyes. I don't know what I'm saying.
Why don't they just take one of his eyelids, you know, so he can just keep his eyes the way they are.
I worked with a guy at another station, Leo Egan. We used to kid about that. He never opened his eyes either, but he used to work the early morning radio shift, so we figured he had some kind of an excuse there. He didn't want to open his eyes because then he'd come face-to-face with the world, which he thought was pretty ugly. Maybe Robert Mitchum may feel the same way. Probably doesn't want to open his eyes.
Maybe Robert Mitchum is Leo, whatever you just said.
Could be the same person.
Yeah.
I never saw them together.
Maybe they have the same eyes.
Let's see. So far, we've got brown eyes. We've got squinty eyes.
We have no eyes.
We've got no eyes. We've got blue eyes. This is sort of an optical show.
Nobody beats this show, optically speaking. Nobody. Okay, let's start with. Let's see. Let's start with. No, well, let's start with George this time, okay? Because we. Yeah, George. How old is Robert Mitchum?
69.
69. You know, I didn't write his age down either here.
You're slipping.
I am. I really am. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you. George said 60.
Nine.
Oh, 69. Okay. Okay,
What's going on?
Okay, now we'll ask Jack. How old
Norm, there's something distracting you. What is it?
No, he's just working with his eyes closed.
Lonnie Anderson just came in squinting at the light. Anyway, Jack, how old would you say Robert Mitchum will be on Tuesday?
Well, it must be him that's 72.
He must be the 72-year-old guy, huh? I see. Scott.
78, Norm.
78. Oh, Tony! Tony just
lived. That's tough to take.
Well, let me ask you.
I can't see him being that old.
Well, how old would you say he is?
72.
Oh, 72. You and Jack are gonna pair up again.
Yes.
Okay, Judy. How old would you say Robert Mitchum will be on Tuesday?
I'm gonna say he's 70.
70. Okay. And Connie?
I'll say 73.
Do you know what color his eyes are?
He's seedy looking.
Seedy eyes.
He is kind of seedy looking guy, yeah.
Everybody, some people that are beady eyed, but I never knew any seedy eyed people.
Yeah, seedy eyed. No, it's an ophthalmologist's term. Do you know what color his eyes are, Connie?
Aren't they blue?
Well, you're asking me. I don't know.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, not
pale blue.
Pale blue. Okay. And maybe only has half an eye in each lid.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
We should play the eye color game sometime.
All right. Okay. Robert Mitchum is.
Oh, that's cute.
That ought to open his eyes.
He's a rooster.
Okay. He's. It sounds like something from Peter Pan, doesn't it?
It's too eerie for Peter Pan.
Wait a minute.
What? How too eerie. Now we're on the ears?
Like... No, Peter Pan. You remember you see the Mary Martin thing? I got a crow. Remember that scene?
That's too scary for children.
See, I got the visual effect of it in here.
Don't you understand when I say something, it ties in very neatly with other things? It's just not a crazy remark out of context. Okay, Robert Mitchum actually is, or will be, on Tuesday the 6th. He'll be 74 years old, which means that, Connie said 73.
I said 78.
That's the closest.
That's the closest. Scott said 78, but I'm afraid that's like 4 years off.
Oh.
Yeah. And we had Tony and Jack actually said 72.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tony.
Yeah.
All right.
So, but they weren't close enough either. So it's Constance who's now on the scoreboard.
I finally got one.
You finally did. And so far,
a five-way tie?
Yeah, Judy has won one. George has won. Constance has won. Scott, Tony, and Jack all have won.
Now.
One what, you ask? Well, I'm telling you, I'm too modest to tell you. But you wouldn't like it if you saw it.
One eye. We all have one eye.
That's right. Next Thursday, the 8th, August 8th, is the birthday of Dustin Hoffman. Did I ever tell you I spent a weekend with Dustin Hoffman back in 1968?
Tony Bennett's eyes aren't going to come into this either now, are they?
No, I really did. I didn't spend the entire weekend with him. We spent a lot of time together. And I'd like to tell you about that if we'll hold up the game for about 20 minutes while I discuss this. Well, forget it.
Please.
Okay. No. He was. In... Who did that?
I coughed. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Judy. I'll just take something for that. For God's sakes.
You win a lozenge.
Dustin Hoffman was in town right after he made The Graduate. He was campaigning for Gene McCarthy. Remember Senator McCarthy, who was running for president back then? And anyway, we had about three speakers, one of whom was Dustin Hoffman. We were traveling around campaigning, and I was sort of there introducing the people. So Dustin Hoffman and I had long chats together. It was really wonderful, and I think I'm losing everybody with this one.
Did he tell you how he got the Tootsie Roll?
No,
made The Graduate, Connie. Yeah, so your Tootsie Roll was right around the corner.
Yeah, this was 1968.
16 years.
Yeah, 1968.
Was that supposed to be a joke, by the way?
You know, the joke.
The Tootsie Roll?
The Tootsie Roll. I don't think
so.
No. I meant the roll.
No.
R-O-L-E.
Oh, Connie doesn't make jokes like that. No. I remember a gang of little girls was crowding around the car as we were taking off from one place, and they were all yelling obscenities at him. It was a wild era then. I was 1968.
They were yelling at you, Norm.
What, pardon
Come
me?
On, tell us the truth. They were yelling them at you.
No. Anyway, they were yelling at him, and because he was quite the teeny bopper idol at the time, and I remember him saying. He said, the best way to shut them up is if I say, yeah, I'll take you up on that. He said, they wouldn't know what to do at that point. But he said mostly, sure, here you are now. Where were you when I was in high school and had pimples and really wanted you? He really did say that. Okay, I'm glad I told that story, and I'll never tell that one again. Let's start with Jack. How old would Dustin Hoffman be next Thursday if I had not told that story?
do you think he goes around telling the story when he was with you? And tells it in the opposite context, that the girls were yelling at you and you said, where were you when I was 15?
When I had pimples and...
Yeah.
No, he probably says, and so I said to them, where were you when I was in high school, had pimples and needed you, and Norm laughed. Probably that's the way he tells the story.
Okay.
Oh. Why are you making me elongate this whole damn thing? Jack, how old do you think Dustin Hoffman will be?
48.
48 years old, or as we say, 48 years young. Tony, how old?
Oh, he's pushing about 57.
57.
Maybe Scott, 58, but...
You're going to say 57?
I'll say 57.
He'll be 57 on Thursday, the 8th. Okay. And Scott, what do you say?
52, Norm.
52. Okay. Connie, what do you think?
55. Nobody else said that.
Nobody else did. Nobody in the entire world. Nobody. George.
49.
Say it softly.
49.
Okay, 49 is good. Uh-oh.
It wasn't quite enough, George.
Yeah. Judy, how old would you say Dustin Hoffman?
I'll get you, Tony.
I'm going to guess 58.
58, okay. And that magic moment, ladies and gentlemen.
I closed about the interview now.
Why, Dustin Hoffman is... dead.
Wow.
Now, Dustin Hoffman will be 54
years old. Mm. I think that goes to Connie. She said 55. Nobody said 53. And nobody said 54. So Connie wins that one.
Great. Thank you.
Good guess.
Mm. Very good. It's hard to imagine him being turning 54, though, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah. Why? I was just saying, I was just idly commenting. It's no big deal. I just said, I can't imagine him. He's turning 54.
Okay.
Okay. Esther Williams, who made some of the worst movies ever, although she looked great in a bathing suit, the movies were all the same. Hey, let's put on a water show. Some guy with a foreign accent would yell in all her movies, and she'd dump into the water with a bunch of others and do a ballet kind of thing.
Oh, synchronized swimming.
Yeah. She'd dive a lot. And she was always hitting her left ear because it got waterlogged a lot, which kind of spoiled the effect.
She made a lot of money on her bathing suits.
That's right, too. I don't know. She's still selling? Is it still Esther Williams bathing suits?
Well, I don't think she'd make the kind of selling now.
That's true. Hers were fairly modest.
What color were her eyes?
Bloodshot. Bloodshot.
Who said
from,
that,
from
Tony?
The yeah,
from the chlorine, right?
Yeah, from the chlorine in the water, okay. Yeah.
I think they're green.
Sort of a sea green.
Eyes like limpid pools.
Yeah. Those green and limpid green eyes. Anyway, okay, let's start with Judy this time. Esther Williams, her birthday is also the 8th, same day as Dustin Hoffman. Next Thursday, the 8th. What do you think?
I'm going to go with about 68, although she doesn't look it.
Okay, she looks 73.
Wow, it's that blue wrinkled skin from the water.
Sorry.
George, what do you think?
72.
Okay. And Connie, what do you say?
66.
Scott?
76.
Tony?
69.
And Jack?
Is she any relation to Ethel Mermaid?
Ethel Mermaid?
Never mind.
Oh, Ethel Mermaid. I see. She's related to Ted Williams and Jack Williams, who, as you know, are brothers.
I see. She's,
Come on, Jack. You're holding up the work.
She's, 71.
71. I love the way you say that with such good diction. 71. Okay, let's check the birth records and see how old Esther Williams is. We'll be next Thursday. Used to be a commercial that used to open that way. It's time to shine, and they would shinola, some kind of shoe polish.
Shinola.
Yeah.
Well, if they didn't make it, I think you should bring it out.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
They don't advertise shoe polish on the air anymore, do they? Huh? That was a big deal. There was a line in one of the jingles that said, if you wore shoes upon your head, you'd make sure they look neat. That's an actual line for one of the commercials. Isn't that nice to know?
I thought it was going
to
rhyme, right?
Isn't it nice to know that? Well, that's just the second. Probably, if I remember the first rhyme, the first line, it would probably rhyme with that.
Something about your feet, I bet.
If you wore shoes upon your feet, you'd make sure they look neat upon your head, yeah. Well, anyway, it's time to shine.
With shine.
Esther Williams is 68, exactly what Judy said. Okay, Judy.
We're tied now, Judy.
Judy has two, and Connie has two. And the rest.
Where did you pick up this business, Connie?
I don't know. Your name is Constance, and you call me Normie. So I thought I'd call you Connie. If you'd rather I didn't.
No, I don't like it.
Can I call you Walter?
Do you have a nickname, Constance?
Pardon me?
Do you have a nickname?
Yes, I'm trying to get away from that Connie.
What's
my nickname.
Oh, it is your nickname. Okay.
Not my name. It's my nickname.
Oh, your nickname. Oh, so you'd rather be called Constance. And I certainly will go along with that, Constance.
It'll be called Constance.
Hey, Norm.
Okay. Norm, pardon me?
Norm, this is George.
Yes, George.
Would you mind if I ducked out now? Something's going on upstairs.
Oh, no, okay, Joe. Oh, I understand, Joe.
You're gonna get the heck kicked out of you now.
No, it's one of the dogs. He's really restless. I think there might be.
He might start
the outside partying or something like that.
A party?
Like a woody area.
Like at 20 minutes before 4 in the morning in Pepperell.
Well.
Okay, I understand. No, go right ahead, George.
How many more we got?
We just have one more.
Oh, well, let's do it.
Okay, and I'll ask you first, okay? Melanie Griffith has her birthday on the 9th, Friday, the night. She's married to Don Johnson, as you know.
Why? I don't know.
Married?
Don Johnson is married to Melanie Griffith.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Again.
Yeah, she was, of course, in Working Girl, among other movies, made a number of movies. And how old, George, how old is Melanie Griffith, or will she be on next Friday, the 9th?
37
years old, okay.
What'd he say?
He said 37. Can you hear me, Constance?
She's got a daughter older than that.
Melanie Griffith.
Not Melanie. I know. I was thinking of her
mother.
You're
thinking of Andy Griffith.
Yeah. That's true.
No, I was thinking of her mother.
Yeah. You know something, Constance? If you wore shoes upon your head, you'd make sure they look neat.
That sounds like those perma-shave things.
Remember
when they used to have them on the.
No, I don't remember any of that stuff. No, I don't recall that at all. No,
YouTube
I don't. I don't even remember eye panda toothpaste for the smile of beauty, Salipatica for the smile of health. I don't even remember
that. The one with the
Bucky Beaver
there?
Yeah.
Brush it with the eye panda. Wasn't that the toothpaste?
I don't
know.
Could be.
You do that show, you played it at the show. Never mind.
Hey,
is your gun loaded yet, George? Was kind of stalling so you could load your gun before you go outside.
Judy, how old would you say Melanie Griffith is?
Oh, probably 38.
Probably 38. Okay. And the Constance?
I'll say 37.
Scott?
36.
Tony?
I'll be nice to her because I want her. 35.
She wants you too.
Oh. Then 40. No.
Hear this note?
Yeah.
It's from her to me asking for you.
Okay.
She wants your hand. And do you know that guy out in the Midwest? Yeah. Jack, how old would you say Melanie Griffith is? I vowed I would stay away from those Dahmer jokes, but Jack, I'm sorry, Jack, what's that?
I said that joke was certainly head and shoulders above the rest. But
what a cutting remark.
Yeah, don't give us any of your lip, okay?
Don't be pointing any fingers after this.
Let's just sit here and chew the fat.
Oh,
we're going to be in a stew on Monday.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful. How old is... what is it? Some kind of a kindergarten class of sillies? Do we need a bunch of sillies? How old is Melanie Griffith, the Jack?
Well, in an attempt to get a leg up on everyone, I would say that she was 35.
35.
Same as me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, same as you. I didn't...
Yeah, he knew I had a... I have my foot in the door on that one.
Okay, Melanie Griffith. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Melanie Griffith.
Demi's been gone for a while, so.
Is 35.
All right.
I'm sorry, 34. But the you guys who guessed 35 were the closest.
Great.
It's Tony and Jack.
I'm so proud.
Yeah. George, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you want to go now? You still hear the noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if you could put the phone by the window sill with the window open so that if you have to fire shots into the darkness or anything, we can get a drama of what's going on there in Pepper.
What he's doing is pacing back and forth.
Why don't you put the phone down and just go and check?
He got upset when he heard about the Milwaukee murders. So
yeah. Do you want me to call the Pepperell police?
No. Pepperell police live right up the street from me.
Oh,
maybe it's them?
Yeah, that's right. They may be poking around there. Is your corn ready? Maybe they're looking for sweet corn, something like that. They grow anything in the back? They may be stealing some tomatoes.
No, we don't have tomatoes back there.
Okay.
No, nothing but men in that town. No tomatoes.
He's doing it again. Tony, he's doing it again.
I don't know.
He won't stop. No. He just will not stop.
All we have out here is cucumbers. Never mind.
Uh-oh. Okay. Okay, that's about the game, as
I
said.
We got a three-way tie now, don't we?
Oh, that's right. We do.
Four-way tie.
We do. That's right. We have.
You have to have a tiebreaker.
Judy has two. George has one. Constance has two, and Scott has one. Tony and Jack both have two. That's right, so we have a Judy. And
George.
Constance, Tony, and Jack all have two apiece.
I want to let George go.
Yeah, you want to go now, George?
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
No, that's okay. I appreciate you taking part in all this. Thanks a million.
Good night, George.
Bye, George. I hope he calls back maybe tomorrow and lets us know what happens. Be wild if it were really a big story. No, he didn't want to wake up the dogs.
You know. But he's out of here now, so we can...
That's right, we can talk. Why are we whispering? I don't know why we're whispering. Okay, let's see if we can get a tiebreaker here. Let's see. How about Keith Carradine? Yeah.
Okay.
Keith Carradine was born on August 8th, so next Thursday will be Keith Carradine's birthday, and we'll guess his age. He's sort of like the Bridges, in a sense, Lloyd and Bo and Jeff. There was a... What's the father's name? Carradine?
John
Carradine, and then Keith, and there was another Carradine.
Yeah,
David.
Yeah.
David Carradine, yeah. Old.
They're all homely.
They are. They really are, aren't they, though?
Mm. Yeah, but they had great eyes.
They're not blue.
And you can't take that away from them.
No.
No.
No. No matter whether you're Dahmer or not. I don't know. That was stupid. I appreciate you laughing at that, but it was really not worth laughing at. Okay, Keith Carradine. Let's start with Judy. How old is Keith Carradine, would you say?
38.
And George is not with us. Constance?
46.
46. And Scott?
44 now.
Okay. Tony?
48.
And Jack?
I'm going to say, should I say it? Nobody else has the entire game, so I think I will.
Hey, we need one. Why not?
He's gonna hold on just a minute. Are you going to say what I think, you're going to say? Say it. And
39.
If he says 30, unless you say 39...
Yeah.
You want to hear two Jack Bennies? You want to do yours, Jack?
I was just in a Rochester mode. I don't know if I can slip into...
Well, that's up to you, you know.
Probably people would like to know whether we've broken the tie, actually. That's probably the big business, so I'll tell you. Keith Carradine is coming soon to this theater. And he is... A selected short subject. He's only about 5'2". Okay, Keith Carradine actually is 41.
Oh.
Years old. Let me see who comes the closest.
What did Jack say?
Jack said 39, so he's within 2 years. I think it may be, I believe it is Jack who's the closest.
Yes.
Yeah, Judy said 38, so she's 3 years away.
That makes Jack the winner?
Jack becomes the winner, yes. That's his third victory.
Oh.
Yeah, but he can't win.
That's right, I know.
Why do you think I'm the winner?
No, you make it sound like we're stacking this whole thing in your favor, like it's a... You know, and that's not true. This is an honest game.
Birthdayola.
That's right. We have Notary Republics in the studio and everything like that. Birthdayola. A birthday gate. Dumb birthday gate is what they would call that. Okay, so I thank you very much from all of you for making this.
I wanted to ask Jack something.
Yes?
I was wondering when he sleeps. Every time I turn on WBC, he's on.
I don't sleep.
You don't sleep?
I don't
Neither
sleep.
Do I. Join the crowd.
I've been awake since 1972. Yeah.
That's why he looks like Martin Sheen.
He looks a little like Robert Mitchum, I think. He walks around with the eyes closed all the time.
Sure, right? I have a friend with a two-wheeler that just gets me from place to place.
Oh, he couldn't look like Robert Mitchum with that sexy voice.
No, he doesn't look too much like Robert Mitchum. No. He looks more like Lonnie Anderson, actually. Except he's built better.
People got to say she had good gams.
Gams? I haven't heard that term in years. Gams. That's
I never
very good
understood
concept.
That term.
Yeah, gams.
When,
yeah.
When I look at her, I think of gams.
I don't know what that means.
Why are we laughing at that line?
I don't know.
Did something escape us here?
Yeah.
When I look at Lonnie Anderson,
I think of gams.
I think of gams.
Like candied gams?
And Jack is hysterical.
Why are we laughing at that
line? Well, candied gams, maybe. I don't know.
Tommy.
Yes?
Poor Robert wanted to come on. I told you, told him he couldn't.
Oh, yeah. Who needs him for a whole half hour, an hour? We've been going forever on this thing. We've canceled the headline updates. We've canceled traffic reports, weather reports. Where LaBosse gets a hold of this thing in the morning.
We ought to vote and decide whether we think he really has a wife.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think he does.
Who has a wife?
Oh, this is Robert from Everett, who's never put his wife on the phone. Yeah,
sort of a Mrs. Columbo.
Yeah, he wants. He's making his. He's coming back to showbiz again.
Yeah. I'm coming back to showbiz again.
He's using your show to try out all his lines.
Yeah.
What's his line?
Yeah, he wants Greg the Squirrel Guy to do his roller skating act here. I don't know. The world has become terribly unreal. Have you noticed that? Anyway,
but he's been nice to you for a couple of calls until tonight. What happened?
He thought
he was back on his Christmas.
I don't know. I did keep him on hold for a very long time. And I guess he was striking back. Anyway, Judy, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
Norm, I'd like to stay on and speak to you about something, if I could.
Okay. Constance, thank you very, very much.
Yeah, I'm going to call you back later.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Okay. I'm sorry. I clipped her off right in the middle of a word.
That hurt.
You know, that did hurt, yeah. Scott, thank you very, very much. Hey, nice to talk with you. Thanks for joining us. And Tony, of course, always a pleasure. And I'll talk to you
during
over
that Dahmer thing, everything was starting to fall to pieces. Bye.
Oh. I think your timing is a little off here. I think we've gotten on to other things.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
All right, I'm out of here.
Okay, Tony. Your history. Oh, somebody's making clicky noise. And Jack?
Yes.
Oh, yes. You sound like the floor walker on the Jack Benny show.
Yes.
Yeah, if that's Frank Nelson. Anyway, a pleasure having you with us, and I'll talk to you again in about 10 minutes. I know that you want to spend every second of that between now and then checking out on the traffic on the highways and that kind of stuff, so mm-hmm. that right after the 4 o'clock news, we may have a complete report on the fact that nothing is happening. There's not a car anywhere in sight.
Well, we're just about to get my calls from the distributors informing me and everybody making every kind of delivery. Thank you.
Oh, that's right, too. There are a lot of delivery cars going into the stores this morning. And also, mm-hmm. between now and then, we're liable to get a severe ice storm, in which case that would put a whole new picture on everything.
Yes.
We'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. I'll be back in a moment, but first, watch this.
Joan Cantwell of Brockton, Massachusetts, is telling us about her skin problems.
I had developed a skin rash, and the rash was red, itchy, very uncomfortable. At its worst, it was painful. It was very irritating.
But Joan Cantwell got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
The Gold Bond Powder has a nice clean feel to it. There's a cooling sensation. At the end of the day, the area that was irritating in the morning is no longer irritating.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
It's gone. Completely gone. The itching in the area of the rash was taken care of. It doesn't itch anymore. I don't use any other powder but Gold Bond.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
I don't have corns or bunions, but it feels like there's a fire inside my sneakers. My feet feel hot, sticky, and sore. And they smell as bad as they feel.
Use Keep It in your sneaker. It relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too.
What is it?
Keep It in your sneaker is a specially formulated powder for common foot problems like yours. It starts in seconds to put out the fire. You feel its special ingredients working to cool and soothe your feet.
That's terrific.
That's not all. Keep It in your sneaker helps break the cycle of friction, sweating, and discomfort.
How?
Your feet are loaded with sweat glands. Friction causes more sweating. Excess moisture can cause problems, even athlete's foot fungi.
What's Keep It in Your Sneaker do?
Helps break the cycle by reducing friction, then by drying out excess moisture.
How long does it work?
As long as you're working out, just shake it in your socks and sneakers and on your feet.
Feels great. I'll use it every day.
Keep it in your sneaker powder. Relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too. Use only as directed. Available at all Brooks drugstores.
Dr. Howard Smith here, inviting you to join me from 7 till 9 this Sunday morning for the Anything Can Happen show. Well, of course, my phone lines will be open for your inquiries and second opinions, and I have the latest from the world of health, but there will be more. Be a member of the in crowd. Do tune in preceding first day right here on Boston's news station.
WBC Boston.
The time is now 5 minutes before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to WBZ, and I'm very proud of you because I know how busy you are and all the other things that you have to do. Thank you. With all the bad news in the world, isn't it time for something fun and something free? I think so. Yes, I do. Well, LoJack is celebrating the dog days of summer with a promotion that'll make car thieves sweat. You can win a free LoJack Prevent Anti-Theft System, a $100 value with the purchase of the basic LoJack system just by answering the following summer quiz. What is the green monster? That's A. Is it, I see. What is the green monster? I give you some choices now. Is it the lady sitting next to you? That's A. B, your stomach after eating 25 hot dogs. Or C, the left field wall at Fenway Park. We can't give you any more clues than that, okay? Now you're on your own. If you know the answer, you just want a free Prevent, a $100 value. You want a free Prevent dash a $100 value. The LoJack Prevent will stop amateur thieves from starting your car and also save you up to 35% on your comprehensive insurance. Call LoJack now to get your free Prevent when you buy the basic LoJack system. Or if you're buying a car, just give the answer to your dealer. Say, hey, it's the left field wall at Fenway Park. If you think it's that, it may be the lady sitting next to you. Anyway, here's the number to call to get answers and to get information about LoJack. Just dial 1-800-44-LoJack, 1-800-44-LoJack. Ask for Ann. That's 1-800-44-L-O-J-A-C-K. Get your free Prevent this week before the offer ends. Offer expires August 16th, 1991.
When it comes to siding your home, it's true that you get what you pay for. That's why you should call the experts at Sears Siding now. You'll get a free estimate on the finest quality pure vinyl siding, eaves, and overhangs. Call now and save 15% during the sizzling summer sale. Sears Siding, the siding with the manufacturer's lifetime warranty, will make your home's exterior virtually maintenance-free. It has the natural look of freshly painted wood. It's guaranteed never to dent, chip, or show scratches. And it's sold, furnished, and carefully installed by a Sears authorized contractor who will stay on schedule and on budget. So don't cut corners when siding your home. Do it right with Sears. Call 1-800-492-5100 now and save 15% during the sizzling summer sale. There's no obligation. Not available in all areas. This offer ends August 15th. So call 1-800-492-5100 now. That's 1-800-492-5100.
Play action fake. Back to pass. Fires end zone. Touchdown. Snap ball down. Smitty hits it. Long, high, and good. 50 yards for John Smith.
Hi, this is Gil Santo.
And this is Gino Cappelletti.
That's right. It's Gil and Gino back together again on Patriots football on WBZ Radio.
Join us beginning Saturday night, August 3rd, when the Patriots open their exhibition season at Green Bay.
It's Gil, Gino, and the Patriots all together again for every Patriots game, home and away, play-by-play on WBZ, AM 1030.
About 350,000 Americans will die this year from smoking cigarettes. Ludicrous. A national tragedy. This is Steve Allen. If anyone you know wants to quit, a stop smoking kit discovered in Switzerland called Resolve can do the job. It contains no drugs or nicotine. Instead of cigarettes, inhale on a long-lasting substitute you never light up. Enjoy its refreshing taste until you rid your body of nicotine addiction. A supply of special filters and an audio cassette of me interviewing Dr. Margaret Seidman, an ex-smoker, helps all the way. Resolve is only $19.95 plus shipping. Imagine, for about the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you may finally kick the habit for good.
A Resolve kit plus extra filters is $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Send a $22.95 check to Resolve, P.O. Box 9113, Boston, Mass. 02134. That's $22.95 to Resolve, P.O. Box 9113, Boston, Mass. 02134.
All right, now we'll continue with our music in a classical vein. Anyway, we're coming up to, I don't know what I'm saying. But then again, why is today any different than any other night in the entire year? Thank you so much. Tony Nesbitt is our producer. My name is Norm Nathan. We'll take some more calls right after the news. Let's see what's going on.
Don't wait to be in the know. Depend on WBZ Boston for the information you need when you need it. Only from Boston's news station, WBZ AM 1030.
Before we close the vault and chart a course to ride the radio waves home, chart, another I reference, see what I did there? All right. I'll put a lid on these jokes. But as I said, before we close, let's hear from the Ad Council and our pal, McGruff the Crime Dog.
Hello?
Albert, buddy, McGruff the Crime Dog here.
Oh, hi.
How about you and me taking a walk, getting some dinner, and chewing a fat?
You mean outside? McGruff, it's dangerous. The crime, the drugs, the pigeons. Why not just stay home?
Well, one reason. You're a delivery man.
Oh.
Going out's your life. You can't be afraid.
So what do I do?
I'll tell you what Irene Tate did.
What?
Seems her neighborhood had more hoods than neighbors. The welcome wagon did not make a stop there.
Uh-huh.
She was scared, too, but she took action. She took pictures of drug deals, wrote down the bad guy's license numbers.
Why, like a woman with spunk?
Well, Irene went to the police. She inspired her neighbors. Kids joined in and cleaned up the block.
They did.
Crack houses closed. Drug dealers vanished. Replaced by neighborhood pride. What do you say to that?
Well, look out, crime world. Albert Furlock's coming out.
Albert, that's the way we help take a bite out of crime.
A message from the Ad Council, the Crime Prevention Coalition, and the Justice Department.
For McGruff the Crime Dog, the spunky Irene Tate, Albert Furlock, the dynamic duo of Gil Santos and Gino Cappelletti, Dr. Howard Smith, LoJack, Raquel Welch, Sophia Loren, Mary Martin, Ipana Toothpaste, Salopatica, Candied Yams and Gams, Roller Skating Squirrels, Jack, Maintain Your Bulb Heart, and the man with a soft spot for soulful blue eyes, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.